Just want to mention something about the RTs here that I noticed that some people are using the peacock fan. We're not actually ritualistic brahmanas. We are thinking of the pleasure of Krishna. We should be thinking, sorry about that. We should be thinking of the pleasure of Krishna, so when it's cold, you don't fan Krishna with a peacock fan. When it's warm, I don't change according to the time of the year like they do in Vrindavan. I change according to what the temperature is. So I think that that's, you know, that's personalism. Yeah, I wouldn't want you fanning me when it's cold like this outside, except for with hot air. The chamara is always used. All right. Jaya Radha Madhuva Kunja Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhuva Kunja Vihari. Gopi nana malaba hiribaru dhati. Gopi nana malaba hiribaru dhati. Yasudanana Vrajajana Ranjana. Yasudanana Vrajajana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Manachari. Yamuna Teravana Chadi. Jai Ho Radha Madhuva Kunja Vihari. Jai Ho Radha Madhuva Kunja Vihari. Gopi Jano Malabha Hidibaru Dhaure. Gopi nano balaba girivaru dhari. Girivaru dhari asura nandana rajajana vranjana. Asura nandana Raja Janu Ranjana. Jamuna Tirabana Chaudi. Yamuna Tirabana Chaudi. Kunja Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhuva
Kunjabi Hari. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paravatagacharya Also Tata Satashi Shimad, His Divine Grace Abhaya Chantanada Bhaktivananda Goswami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anantakoti Vaishnava Virenda Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Huidas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Se Goho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shidwaita Gadadha Shri Vasudi Gaur Bhaktivedanta Kijaya Shri Shri Radhakrishna Gopi Gopinath Shai Mukund Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Kijaya Vrindavadam Kijaya Maturidam Kijaya Jagadatha Sami Kijaya Yamunamai Kijaya Shrimati Talasi Devi Kijaya Samaveda Bhakta Vrindigajai Gaur Premananda Hari 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 Bol. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bol. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Budhle Shri Madhavakta Vananta Swami Namani. Namaste, Saraswati Devi, Gauravani Pachani, Navishesha Sunyavati, Paschacha, Dejatarni. So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 21st chapter, text 19. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Ga Gopakair Anu Vanam Nayator Udara Venu Swanahai Kala Padaish Tanu Vritsu Sakyaha Aspandanang Gate Matam Pulakas Tarunam Niryoga Pasha Krita Lakshanayor Vichitram. Okay. It's broken up between two pages. Anyway. Ga Gopakar Anuvanam Niyator Udara. Venu Swanai Kalapadas Tanu Britsu Sak. Yaha Aspandanam Gatimatam Pulakastarunam Niryoga Pasha Krita Lakshana Yor Vichitram. Gagopakara Nuvanam Niyator Udara. Venus Vanai Kalapatais Tanu Britsu Sakyaha. Aspandanam Gatimatam Pulakastarunam. Niryoga Pasha Krita Lakshana Yor Vichitram. Ga Gopakara Nuvaram Nayator Udara. Venu Swanai Kalapadais Tanu Britsu Sakyaha. aspandanam gati matam pulakastarunam. Niryoga pashakrita lakshana yor vichitram. Drum. Udara. Chivakya. Pandanam gati matam pula kastarunam. Yoga pasha krita lakshana yor vichitram. Very good. All right. Synonyms. Oops. All right. Wait a second. Gaha. The cows. Gopakahe with the coward boys. Anuvanam to each forest. Nayataho leading. Udara very liberal. Venuswanahai by the vibrations of the Lord's flute. Kalapadahi having sweet tones. Tanubritsu among the living entities. Asakyaha, O friends. Aspandanam, the lack of movement. Agati matam, of those living entities that can move. Pulakaha, the ecstatic jubilation. Means a hair standing on end. Tarunam, of the otherwise non-moving trees. Niryoga pasha, the ropes for binding the rear legs of the cows. Krita lakshanayoho, of these two, Krishna and Balaram, who are characterized by Vichitram, wonderful. So translation, my dear friends, as Krishna and Balaram pass through the forest with their coward friends, leading their cows, they carry ropes to bind the cow's rear legs at the time of milking. When Lord Krishna plays on his flute, the sweet music causes the moving living entities to become stunned and the non-moving trees to tremble with ecstasy. These things are certainly very wonderful. All right, so you can repeat. My dear friends, as Krishna and Balaram pass through the forest with their coward friends, leading their cows, they carry ropes to bind the cow's rear legs at the time of milking. When Lord Krishna plays on his flute, the sweet music causes the moving living entities to become stunned and the non-moving trees to tremble with ecstasy. Oh my God. These things are certainly very wonderful. So purport by the servants of Srila Prabhupada, Krishna and Balaram would sometimes wear their cow-herding ropes on their heads and sometimes carry them on their shoulders unless they were beautifully decorated with all the equipment of cowherd boys. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that the ropes of Krishna and Balaram are made of yellow cloth and have clusters of pearls at both ends. Sometimes they wear these ropes around their turbans, and the ropes thus become wonderful decorations. Whew. So, anyway, let me do the verse again, and then we'll read some of the Acharya's commentaries. Ga gopakar anupanam niyatodara venuswanai kalapadaistanu britsu sakyaha aspandanam gati matam bulakastarunam niryoga pasha krita lakshanai om ganatu minandasha gananjana yena tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. It's actually a wonderful description. Let me read the commentary by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. We should not delay in attempting to meet this flute player, for in herding the cows he can go far away. With this intention, they speak this verse. In other words, the gopis are actually speaking or thinking in great anxiety because Krishna is the... pasturing grounds are very far away, and Krishna's going to various pasturing grounds, and they're feeling anxiety. Krishna's going to be out of our sight very soon. To indicate that they were in the mood of serving, the ka is added to gopa. Thus the word indicates that the cowherd boys were protecting gopayanti, Krishna, with love. Another indication of the word is that they went with Krishna every morning. Mother Yashoda brought them together for this purpose. While Krishna played the flute, they wandered from forest to forest, herding the cows. This produced a very wonderful scene. What was so wonderful? When those who move about in bodies hear that flute sound, they become motionless. The trees, in having their hair stand on end, adopt the quality of moving beings. Niryoga is a type of noose used to restrain the calf at milking time. By that rope, Krishna and Balaram attained special beauty, Kritalakshani Ho. The rope bound with pearls and flowers in two directions in their yellow silk turbans signified them as cowherd boys. This was attractive to the viewer. And Jiva Goswami's commentary. What can be said about the glory of Govardhan, aptly named his best servant? But most fortunate are all the moving and non-moving beings there, since he must travel far because of the unlimited number of cows. He gives joy to all the living beings over a wide area. He goes from forest to forest because of differences between the various groves. The gopis feel most unfortunate, being cheated of seeing him. The suffix ka and gopakahai indicates giving them mercy, since the boys are objects of his mercy, being part of Krishna's family. The word gopa also indicates that they protect Krishna from places where there is fear and sorrow. But we gopis are not qualified to perform such service. The two boys wander at their leisure from forest to forest, not the whole, but we do not have that fortune. That flute is generous, udara, giving the highest joy to them all. That flute sound is special, producing soft, sweet tones, kala padahe. Kala means a soft, unclear, sweet sound according to the dictionary. The sound is attractive because of its sweetness. Because of its softness, it seems to be sending some hidden message. Being filled with many emotions, it becomes most excellent. Or that sound becomes mixed with the footsteps, which makes sounds because of ankle bells. This indicates that they remember his pastimes. The plural is used for respect. All those who have bodies, tanu briteshu, fall under his control. Oh, friends, you know this. Motion stops in things that have the ability to move, such as rivers, which have the constant tendency by their nature. What to speak of us who have come far into the forest? The trees have their hairs standing on end, though they have no hairs, by developing sprouts. Producing sprouts and having them stand up occur simultaneously. This also indicates shivering, another symptom of ecstasy. Thus, the moving and non-moving things develop opposite qualities. Since the cows have gentle natures, it is unsuitable to tie them up. These ropes are called niryoga. At the time of milking, the rope is used to tie the restless cow's leg of the cow. Grammar's not so good here. Anyway, the two boys have these ropes which make them look beautiful. Kritalakshanai means endowed with good qualities according to Amarakosha, that's the dictionary. Thus, the rope refers to two pieces of cloth decorated with flower clusters and pearls. This is placed on top of a turban on his head. Though his coward dress is attractive to all, it is especially attractive to the young gopis. It is most attractive to all people to have clothing and other items similar to those of one's own locality, caste, and age. Let me read that again. It is most attractive to all people to have clothing and other items similar to those of one's own locality, caste, and age. This is a very interesting statement. It also involves our preaching in Krishna consciousness. Vishwanath Chakra is very interesting. This is to all the gopis. This adjective can be applied suitably to many elements in the verse. The verse may be taken to indicate their complete absorption in Krishna as previously. O friends, very clearly on the pretext of herding the cows, he wanders in the forest with his friends and brother and appears like a cheater. The description as a cheater is completed by the rope used for binding the feet suitable to a cheater. These two boys have the ropes. The others assist them, protecting their stolen goods. The two boys herd the cows from forest to forest. By the excellent udara sound of the flute, all moving things become motionless, and motionless things have their hairs stand on end. He is a powerful flute player with attractive invisible notes, like a bewitching mantra. He is thus the chief cheater. The others follow him. Therefore, like us, you should not hear his flute filled with a bewitching spell. Otherwise, your minds will be bound up by the two binding ropes. In this way, they express their sorrow at being completely bewildered. And finally, Sanatana Goswami states, what can be said about the glory of Govardhan, aptly named his best servant? But most fortunate are all the moving and non-moving beings there. The suffix khan, gopahai, indicates affection. So it's really interesting how each of the acharyas give a definition, different definition to the suffix ka and gopakai. I believe it was Vishwanath who said it indicates protection, and here it indicates affection. Gopaka also means one who protects or one who becomes happy as a coward. They all go to the forest Anuvanam in the Mathura area with loud sound of the flute, or the sound which gives bliss to all, udara, having sweet phrases, kalapadahai. Or they go with soft, sweet sounding steps of their lotus feet, kalapadahai, because of their ankle bells. Moving creatures become stunned like plants. All the non-moving entities like trees horripilate, means the hands stand on end, hairs stand on end, and shiver like moving creatures. They show the opposite qualities. This is amazing. Or the moving creatures becoming stunned and the trees horripilating, is amazing. All living beings have developed a special prema. Carrying the ropes is part of the astonishing dress, a cause of being stunned. It is said that even trees can see a little. This is mentioned in the Mahabharata with Tasmat Pashanti Padapaha. Padapaha means those who drink from the feet. That's it. We were looking for that word the other day as far as the name for a tree in Sanskrit. Padapaha means feet drinkers. Padapaha means those who drink from. Pashanti means to see, and Padapaha means to drink through the feet. Therefore, the trees see. They're known as feet drinkers.
because they drink through the feet. Or not only do they become stunned, others show such transformations of prema, such as horripilation. Among the living beings, Tanubritsu, the two boys have symptoms, lakshanayoho, such as tears and fainting produced by the bonds, pasha of prema, from which there arises constant meeting or from which impersonal yoga has been excluded, near yoga. When the living beings exchange their qualities, they show many symptoms of prema. Or the two boys, on seeing the animals being stunned, stop and proceed on the path because of manifesting prema, because of bonds arising from constant meeting with these moving creatures. The two are mentioned because the gopis are shy to directly indicate Krishna. Oh, the moving and non-moving entities are fortunate. They see him with his sweet cowherd dress and ropes. We rarely see him. So what I wanted to talk about, actually after reading all these purports, is the stimulations, because this is in relationship to nectar devotion. What are the stimulations mentioned for ecstatic love? And that's called, does anyone know the word for stimulation? Not Mother Urmila, she knows everything. What is the word for stimulation for ecstatic love? Vibhava. And there's two types of stimulation for ecstatic love. What are they? What's the second one? Udipana. And what does alambana mean? Actually, not you. Let's ask someone else. What does alambana mean? Yeah. And what does udipana mean? So both of these types of stimulation are there for the gopis. What are the two types of stimulation the gopis are experiencing? What are the alambanas and udipanas? Not you. You're not allowed to speak. It's Krishna. They see Krishna. Their eyes... they're off, and they're getting an anxiety because Krishna... see him. Of course, the anxiety is actually one of the other bhavas. So they're not going to be able to see him, and the coward boys are... Actually, we're getting into the Vyabhachari bhavas and the Anubhavas, and the Sattvic bhavas. But anyway, the coward boys are going to be with him the whole time, and they're very upset about this. So that's this one type of stimulation. Another type of stimulation, the udipana, is what? You know everything. Give the devotees the sound of the flute. And the sound of the flute is causing what? What bhavas are being manifest with the gopis and the gopis right now? What's that? That might be one of them. But the anxiety, tears, and some of them are what we call anubhavas. And some of them are Vyabhachari bhavas, right? And especially the Vyabhachari bhavas are being manifest by the moving and non-moving entities. Because the Anubhavas, Anubhava, of course, I remember what this is. Anubhava means something you voluntarily do or you can control, like dancing. Like when you're stimulated, have some stimulation, you hear Krishna or see the deities or come in the temple or whatever, or you see Prabhupada. I remember the devotees, that's also like an udipana. When devotees would see Prabhupada, they would just feel complete ecstasy. And they start dancing. So the trees aren't exactly dancing. But the trees are horripilating. In other words, the sprouts are coming from the trees and they're shaking like that. It's pretty amazing. And the trees are also shaking. That's a type of dancing. So that's like a Vyabhachari bhava. It's very interesting seeing all these different bhavas being manifested at this particular point. And they're doing this, and the gopis are appreciating what particular quality of Krishna at this particular point. You remember Krishna has four different qualities? Not you, Mother Urmila. Yeah, Krishna has four different qualities. He's
Dhir Prashanta, Dhirudatta, Dhirudatta, Dhiralalita. Does anyone know which quality of Krishna? Oh, no. This is a test, we don't test professors. Dhiralalita is playfulness. And, it's mentioned in the Acharya's commentaries here that they're actually, Krishna's very tricky and playful. So that. Oh, no, that's not what I meant, no. Yeah. Oh, yeah, playing a flute, unexcelled beauty. Yeah, probably more than one of those. Intimate devotees and pastimes. You got all four of those. That's not really what I meant. I meant that. So we have the four qualities of Krishna, which are very nice. And Krishna's exhibiting several of those qualities at this particular juncture, not just Dhiralalita. Dhiralalita, according to Nectar of Devotion, is funny, joking. And actually the example of that is given in Nectar of Devotion. Let's see if I remember that. One time Krishna was relating in front of everybody else about his previous pastimes with Srimati Radharani. Can you imagine that? How embarrassing it is for a lady, some boyfriend, girlfriend, anyway. Saying, last night we did this and we did that. And she was so embarrassed. And then he started with Tilak marking her breast, too, at the same time, right in front of everybody. So that's really playful. So that's one of the qualities that's stimulation for ecstatic love. It's when you see Krishna acting like that. The other qualities, also like Dhiralalita is exhibited here, because Krishna's described he's protecting the coward boys like that. So that's the grave, gentle, forgiving, humble, chivalrous, like that. And then Dhira Prashanta, which is peaceful, obliging. Consider, of course, the example of Dhira Prashanta given in the Nectar of Devotion is that when Krishna becomes the chariot driver of Arjuna. So here Krishna is actually humbled, becoming the servant of the cows. Tying their legs? That's another example given in the Nectar of Devotion. Washes the feet, but also becomes the chariot, an example of the chariot driver of Arjuna. He's tying up, just like creatures. Cows. And finally, we don't see Dhiralalita being exhibited here, where Krishna is just like envious and proud and bragging and nasty, actually, in a certain way. Just like this example given in the Nectar of Devotion is when Krishna was dealing with this rascal Kalyavana. Krishna said, you're a frog, basically. I'm just paraphrasing. You're a frog, and I'm an envious black snake that's going to eat the frog. So this particular quality is not being manifest there. Anyway, so we're appreciating the different qualities of Krishna being manifest and the ecstatic symptoms being manifest by the trees and the coward boys and the gopis. So we'll keep it short. Any questions or comments? Yes, now you can ask a question. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, actually, I was thinking about this, that practically many of us exhibit all these four qualities.
This statement, why did Calvin encourage us to look so funny?
All right. Statement. Krishna.
many different incarnations in different species of life. And Prabhupada remarked one time to give association to the living entities in those different species of life. So Krishna actually changes his dress or changes his appearance according to time, place, and circumstance to give association with different living entities. But that's the first point. I just want to unpack that. As far as why did Prabhupada say that? Because at that particular point, and I know this is a little controversial, that was a good strategy for several different reasons. One reason is when the devotees change their names and they change their dress, it actually helps them develop, at least in the beginning stage, a sense of identity that's different. You know, I know when I got my spiritual name, you know, I was actually wanted to get my spiritual name after 2 weeks in the Hare Krishna movement. I wrote to Prabhupada and said, please give me initiation. Of course, the temple president got so upset that I had written directly to Prabhupada, he almost killed me. And that was Amarendra, our godbrother, who was, you know, like 10 feet tall, Kumbhakarna, like that. But when you get your name, it changes your whole sense of identity of who you are. And when you start eating different types of food, it changes your whole sense of identity. Because now I've reverted back to vegan. Anyway, so change your whole sense. When you dress in a certain way, when you follow a certain schedule. So Prabhupada really wanted to cement our Krishna consciousness, not only with the essential practices of Krishna consciousness, the principles of Krishna consciousness, but with externals too, which actually help one develop a sense of identity. And I think that that's really important. And you'll see that in many successful organizations, you know, MAGA, Make American Great. Anyway, many successful organizations, religions, they have special ways of doing things. Like even if you're a member of the Masons, you have this like secret ring, and then you can identify one of your godbrothers. Sorry, godbrothers. So Prabhupada felt it very important that we have this sense of unity and identity as devotees. And then also, it was a good strategy at that particular point. It was a fantastic strategy. Why was it a fantastic strategy? Because everybody was acting a little weird at that time. You know, that was a different area. And it distinguished us from everybody else. And it was attractive to people.
It magnified our numbers, too. Because yeah,
they thought we were everywhere. Yeah, it magnified our numbers. So one has to consider, like, whether it is an effective strategy right now in order to spread Krishna consciousness. So that's really the point. I mean, Prabhupada changing that. First of all, Prabhupada prohibited the devotees from wearing what some devotees call karmi clothes. And then when Prabhupada was presented with the facts that if people kept wearing, let's say, Indian clothes or devotional clothes or whatever you call it, if people kept wearing that, then the book distribution would decrease dramatically. So then Prabhupada changed. So Prabhupada was very, very practical. You know, one point in India, and I'm not saying this applies everywhere, Prabhupada stopped the Harinams. I'm not saying that we should do that. Don't take that statement out of context. Because people were seeing us as beggars. You know, people were throwing money at the devotees. So Prabhupada's stuck to what Prabhupada called utility as the principle. You know, books are the basis, purity is the force, preaching is the essence. So I think that's the important thing, and I think Krishna sticks to that too. I know Krishna sticks to that. So anyway, on that was a controversial question.
Don't be done. Thank you. Thank you. Listening ear and spring to Brahman Brahma, who manifested himself in Gokula, whose stone butter is always kept handy for the raptors of their storerooms, and then quickly jumped out of grand and retreat, turned on Mother Shelby was ultimately thought, so that Supreme Lord Shrinama, my uncle Ace and sister, upon seeing his mother's whipping stick, he cried and rubbed his eyes together and again with his two of his hands. His eyes were fearful and his breathing quick, and his mother showed up down his belly with ropes, and shivered his pride, and his brown neck was shook. To the Supreme Lord Sri Damodar, who was bound by his devotee's love, and all found an humiliation exist. Those who pressed by pastimes of Lord Krishna's baby were drowned in the heavens of the poor, who was first seen. And the devotees who attracted only to his majestic aspect and remind him of Buddha, the Lord appearing to reveals, I am conquered and overwhelmed by the fear of loving devotion. To the Supreme Lord, Damodar, my obeisances hundreds and hundreds of times. O Lord, although you are to all kinds of men and nations, I do not pray to you for liberation. My only prayer is that your childhood pastimes be constantly here in my mind. O Lord, I do not even want to know you, either. I simply wish that your childhood pastimes may ever be active in my heart. O Lord, teach me to lavish lotus face, which is encircled by locks of curly hair, have become red and light and preferred due to Mother Yashoda's kisses. What more can I describe than this? Millions of opulences I know you to me, but may this vision constantly remain in my mind. O unlimited vision, O Master, O Lord, be pleased upon me. I'm drowning in an ocean of sorrow, and I'm almost like a dead man. Please shower the rain of mercy upon me, uplift me. In that dream, the son of the Pharaoh were dispersed to stand in trees, and you gave him a chance to become your devotees. Please bless me in the same way I have no desire for liberation from your problems. O Lord, the entire universe was created by Lord Brahma, who was born from your abdomen, which is bound to the rope by Mother Yashoda. And this rope, I offer my humble obeisances. I offer my obeisances to you, most beloved Srimati Radharani, and to your unlimited pastimes. Jai, Lord Damodar ki jai. Oh, yeah. So Prabhupada's disappearance date is tomorrow, commemoration of Prabhupada's disappearance date. So the program will be as follows. We have actually, during the day, we have actually a funeral and cremation to go to one of my dear dogs, this person, Krishna Nandini. And it has to be in the morning. And so, therefore, and also because of the needs of the congregation who are working here in the week. We're going to have the program in the afternoon and evening. Beginning at 5 o'clock, we're going to have devotees making offerings, that is, verbal offerings. And some devotees will be in the kitchen, I guess, cooking the actual bogo offerings for Sri Prabhupada and for Sri Prabhupada. That's beginning at 5 o'clock, and everything will be online. And then, at about 10 to 7, that's before the arti, we're going to have to push Panjali for Srila Prabhupada and the simultaneous arti for Srila Prabhupada and the deities at 7 o'clock. So that's the program. Everything will be online and the Christmas.
Morning class will be online.
Morning class on Prabhupada.
Morning class on Prabhupada. No, did you see it before?
No, we don't have it on Prabhupada.
It's able. Jai.
We get off one day.
Jai,
so, so we keep allow everyone to make their offerings, those online and those in person. Or the time for people to make their offerings will be limited to about 3 minutes a person.
Or less.
Yeah, you don't have to.
No more than 3 minutes.
No more than 3 minutes. And just to make sure it happens, we're going to send someone with a bell. And it's going to ring louder, it's going to ring 3 minutes, and keep ringing until it stops.
And mute button.
Mute the microphone so I can hear the president.
Well, we can do that online, but it's going to be hard to Well, there'll be some devotees in the room, but those online, yeah, we'll do it. What we do with our GBC meetings is that after 2 minutes, they get a 2-minute warning, like a sign online that everybody sees it. And then it ticks down to 3 minutes, and then have to stop.
Maybe we should do that.
Online? Well, it's not, most of the devotees are going to be here. So we got to limit them here with Bill.
So offerings at 5 to 20, 6:45, and RT is 7.
Well, 6:50, because it only takes 10 minutes for the responsibility.
Is there going to be a feast?
Feast, yeah. I believe that Purva Prabhu and Kalyan and Govinda Lilamrita are going to the kitchen.
Cool.
I talked to them, yes. At least I talked to Govinda Lilamrita and Kalyan and Chris to go to the kitchen.
So is it going to be in the evening or midday?
It seems like you're raising people to hear. You can have a countdown timer on the screen.
Yeah, but they won't pay attention. Bell is actually going to put that.
There's someone in a referee uniform.
Maybe Gopal and I can do it.
No, we'll have that mask so we can put on the people.
By the way, there's some states that now they're limiting all indoor gatherings to only like 5 people.
5 or 6 people.
And I was thinking if that happens in North Carolina, maybe we should just stop broadcasting.
Stop broadcasting?
Stop showing all the
votes. Oh, stop showing all the votes, yeah.
Yeah.
We can just broadcast the class.
Yeah, just broadcast the DVDs, but not have the camera showing the audience.
Yeah, it's another way to make it better.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because North Carolina will probably come to that.
It's at 10 right now.
It's at 10. Yeah. I mean, because basically, we're all in the same bubble.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Anyway, it's all going to shut down. So.
Yeah, it should shut down. Okay.
All right.
So, we haven't shut down yet, so that's March.
Yeah.
And then we'll be lit. So we're gonna have to go in now. I'll have to stay the whole time. And ritual will have to stay over the ritual. But it says people will just go in, pay respects, and then come out because there's family members, there's only 10 family members there.
So what happens to like the ditcher's engineer, right? What happens to those of us who are riding with someone who's gonna stay the whole time? What do we do?
Well, it's not gonna be a lot of time. It's gonna be
a lot of time.
It's just a cremation.
I actually asked Bishop Mark if he can vote. I don't know what the plan is.
It's just
the cremation.
Especially just the cremation. It's not that everybody's sitting.
And Wednesday's the only day that all the family can get together. That's what it means. So,
okay. Sure. There'll be some chats to that.
Yeah.
Tito Garden.
Tito Garden. Margin. Margin.